When I say the word success, what comes to your mind? We all have a picture in our mind of what success is supposed to look like in our lives. And that mental picture in our mind of what we believe that success is supposed to look like, well, that will go a long way to determine your happiness, your joy. We let that definition really define our whole life. And so when I say success, what comes to your mind? I mean, for many people, they view success as merely financial. We think of Elon Musk, and that's a successful person financially. Or we think of maybe entertainment. We think Taylor Swift, you know, all the Swifties, then she must be successful. Or we think of athletics. And what comes to your mind, I'm sure, is the Tennessee Volunteers, who are good at everything. That must be success. What's your definition of success? When I say success, what comes to mind? You know, parents today, we are going to extreme to try to provide a life so that our kids will be successful. We have them playing, you know, some sport when they're 3 years old. And out there, you know, dad's out there screaming at them to get it together. And we're listening to Beethoven in the womb. So they will come out and be very musical and be successful. Or we academically, you know, I've heard it so many times over the years that, you know, my child is so bright. He's 4 years old, but reads on an eighth grade level already. We desperately want our lives, our kids, our lives. We long for success. There's even a superlative in high school. Maybe you're the winner of this superlative. It's the person most likely to what? To succeed. Well, today on this episode of Pivotal Decisions, we're going to talk about some habits that will help you live a successful life. So welcome to the Pivotal Decisions podcast, where we know that the decisions you make today will determine your tomorrow. I'm your host, Stan Paris, and I'm grateful that you're tuning in. I have been on a summer sabbatical from the podcast, and now I'm back. And I know you're excited to have the Pivotal Decisions podcast back. And if you are, then I hope you will share this with your friends and let them know about Pivotal Decisions. And if you will subscribe to the YouTube channel, that's going to be great. All you have to do is go to YouTube and type in Pivotal Decisions Podcast, and there you'll see Pivotal Decisions Podcast going to pop right up. All you have to do is hit that subscribe button, and you are good to go. Elizabeth Perry is a coach community manager at BetterUp. I don't really know what a coach community manager is, but that's her role. And she says this, that no one can teach you how to become a successful person. Only you can determine your personal values and dreams and live by them. But there are tried and true habits for success that change makers have been implementing for generations, and you can too. She gives 10 habits that will lead you to a successful life. What does she say to do? First, number one on the list is she says you have to get organized. One of the top tips to be successful in life, she says, is knowing where you hope to go and how you'll get there. Start your journey to success by setting goals and creating an action plan to reach them. I have a whole podcast. Go back and view it or listen to it about setting goals and how important it is to set goals. A 2023 Gallup study found that those who determine clear goals and write them down are likelier to achieve them, and it's not even close. If you write them down, you are much more likely to reach those goals than if you don't write them down. We are human beings that are drawn to complacency, and it's important that you write down your goals, and you set those goals and you write them down. Writing down the goals is pivotal. It's a pivotal decision. And here's the thing with goals. Everybody needs to set some goals, and that's going to help you be organized in your life. These are the things that I'm working toward. Now, here's how you do your goals. You got to set goals that have the big picture in mind. Let me give you an example of how this works. You have to think big picture. That's really what's going to help you reach your goals. Like, let's talk about losing weight. That's always somebody's goal. You know, that's the New Year's resolution. We're always thinking, hey, I need to get in better shape. I need to lose some weight. And that's the goal. But here's how you really need to frame it. You have to look at it like, instead of just, man, I need to lose some weight, that's not a great motivator. Instead, you look at it and you think, you know what? I need to be healthy so that, think a big picture, so that I can grow old with my kids, so that I'll have a much better chance of being able to be active with my kids and my grandkids. And so I need to be a healthier person because that's my goal. See, that's big picture. Now you have a big picture goal. Now set some goals to help you get there. Like, you know what? I need to lose some weight. So I need to eat healthier. I need to exercise. So this week, I'm going to start walking half a mile a day. Next week, we'll move it up to 3/4 of a mile. A month from now, I'm going to walk a mile. Whatever it is, but you set goals. You have a big picture in mind. I want to be healthy for my kids, grandkids. That's a big picture. And then let's set some smaller goals that helps you get there. Okay, I'm going to eat healthy. I'm going to stop eating fast food. I'm going to eat more fruits and vegetables, whatever it is. Now, here's the key to the goals. You have to write them down. And number two, they have to be measurable. So if you want to have a goal of, I want to be healthier, and one of your smaller goals is to lose weight so you can be healthier, so you can spend more time with your kids, you have to be able to measure that. Okay, I weigh 225 pounds right now. Your goal is, I want to weigh 200 pounds in 6 months. That's measurable. Now you can see, how am I doing? That helps you in life to be organized by setting goals. And once you define your goals, then you organize your life around that. I found that if your life is cluttered, I'm terrible for clutter. We'll talk more about that in a moment. I'm terrible for clutter. But if your life is cluttered, your workspace is cluttered, your bedroom is cluttered, your kitchen is cluttered, if your life, your car, you're much less likely to pursue your goals. So set your goals and get organized and declutter your life and then go for it. That's number two, taking action. I mean, you can have all the goals you want, but if you never actually do anything, it's not going to change anything in your life. So you set the goals, and then you got to go for it. You might be afraid. You might not even know where to start, but you have to start somewhere. You have to take that first step. You have to take an action. And you got to have faith. You got to have faith. As people of faith, we're going to let God lead us to take that step toward our goals, being successful. Number three, you have to prioritize your task. And the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, best-selling author Stephen Covey recommends task prioritization. This activity goes hand-in-hand with effective goal setting, as you need to determine the order of importance of the task that you bring that will bring you closer to achieving your dreams. Now, here's the thing. You have to prioritize all kinds of things in your life, but you also you have to frame this within a certain amount of reason. You have a job. You can't say, well, my goal is to write a book, therefore I can't work for the next month. Well, that's not going to happen. So you have to go to work. You have to raise the kids. You have to cook supper. There are certain things you have to do, but in your life, you have to prioritize. Now, what am I going to spend my life doing? and you have these goals. Now, if you want to veg out on the couch for 3 hours and, you know, doom scroll Facebook for a couple of hours, you know, that's wasting your life. And we'll talk about your time in a moment, but you have to prioritize things in your life. What's most important? Here are my goals. How am I going to reach them? Prioritizing your task. Number four, take self-care seriously. Now, I didn't take this seriously when I read it because I don't really get the whole self-care thing. But here's the deal. If you don't take care of yourself, nobody else will. And self-care is not just laying in the bed for 12, 14, 16 hours at a time and saying, hey, man, I'm taking care of myself. Self-care means that you're going to go to the doctor and you're going to get a physical. You're going to exercise. You are going to have some hobbies or something you enjoy doing just to get away. Those are all good things. You're going to rest. You're going to find time and try to make sure you rest. You need 7 to 9 hours of sleep. I read just the other day that if your body like shuts down every afternoon and you take a nap every afternoon, there's something unhealthy about you. You need to go to the doctor. In fact, it says it decreases your lifespan pretty significantly. So take self-care seriously. That's going to help you reach your goals. Number five, stay curious. Listen, you got to think. We've become a culture where we just don't think for ourselves anymore. We let everybody tell us how to think. Over and over, I encounter people that they just regurgitate the political parties, talking points, a news channels, talking points, social media talking points. It's like people can't think for themselves. And I found that there's a lot of people on both sides of the extremes here. You got to think for yourself. And as a Christian, you filter that through truth, and that's what's going to guide you. Filter it through the truth and let that guide you. But stay curious. Ask questions. Learn from people. Even people you disagree with, you don't have to hate them. You can learn from them. Why do they think that way? How did they get there? Stay curious and start thinking for yourself. Read a book. Learn something new. That's going to help you in life be successful. Number six, this is great. You got to have a daily routine. It's very normal to observe a spike in your motivation and productivity when you hit a comfortable stride. Studies have proven that if you have a routine that you go through, especially in the morning, it's really going to change a lot about your life and being able to reach your goals and be successful. You need to get up at the same time every morning, go through a routine, spend time with God, spend that quiet time with God, exercise if you want to exercise in the morning, have a healthy breakfast, and then off to work you go, off to school you go. But you have to have a daily routine. You can't just be, you know, winging it every single day and expect to be successful and reach your goals. Have a daily routine. Number seven, she says, is to spend wisely. When we think about spend wisely, we automatically think about money. And that's part of it. But spend wisely is also talking about your time and talking about your energy. One area in particular is how you spend your time in your mind. What are you thinking about? What do you worry about? What's on your mind all the time? Is that holding you back because you're consumed with something that you should have let go a long time ago? It's not only talking about your money, but it's also how you spend your time. Are you doing things you don't need to be doing? You have to cut something out of your life. If you're going to reach your goals, you have to cut something out of your life. You can't do everything. So how are you spending your time? It's also talking about how you spend your money. Most people, research proves this, that most people live paycheck to paycheck. They do not have the means to do anything outside of that weekly paycheck because they don't save anything. They spend it all. They don't have a security blanket if in tough times, if there's a health problem, if somebody gets sick, if there's a car breakdown. People live paycheck to paycheck. And that's going to keep you trapped for most of your life if you live that way. be cautious about how you spend your money. Most of the things that we spend our money on, we do not need. Get off of Amazon Prime. Quit ordering so much stuff that you don't need. Declutter your life. Get rid of stuff and stop buying stuff. You don't need it. A simple life is going to go a long way of helping you reach your goals. Number eight, this is important. Value community. Maslow's hierarchy of needs, a pyramid prioritizing the critical aspects of existence, categorizes social health right after essentials like food, water, and safety. I mean, the idea is that being in a community is really healthy for you, and it's going to help you be a better person, a stronger person, and reach your goals. I think the best community that you can find is the body of Christ, the church, other believers. Connect yourself. Make it an intentional step you take in your life to be in a community at church and to do life with other people at church, other believers, and spend time with them. Let some older people mentor you. Let some older people teach you a skill that you don't know. Spend time with people. Build that community with people that are older than you, younger than you, people that are your age group, people that are families, people that are parents, whatever your needs are, wherever your life stage you're in. But value that community. That's going to help you. That's going to help you. Christians, as God's people, we are never meant to be lone rangers. We need people. And God created us to need community, and He's given us a community in the church. Is the church perfect? Absolutely not. It's not perfect, but it's the best thing going on this earth, the body of Christ. So value community. Number nine, accept help. I'm not really good at this. I feel like I'm always trying to do it by myself. Well, I'll figure it out. I don't need them to help me. I don't know if it's always arrogance. Maybe it is. I need to look at my heart. But a lot of times, I don't want to bother somebody. Like I don't want to bother them. They don't have time for me. But in reality, there's a lot of people out there that would love to help you, that would love to come alongside of you and to help you. And when those people are in your life, accept their help and let them help you. Ask questions. Ask people to help you. You'll be surprised at how many people want to help. Accept their help. And then number 10, this is really the key here. You got to practice gratitude. Things are not always going to work out. You're not going to reach all of your goals. Life's not always going to be great. You're not going to look at your life every day and think, man, I'm so successful. It's not always going to be that way. But no matter how it turns out, practice gratitude. The fact is, God has been good, and He is good, and He is faithful. Be grateful for all the good in your life. If you will sit down and just start making a list, start writing things down, simple little things, you'll be surprised at how many things end up on that list of things you can be thankful for. And when you live a life of gratitude, you're going to be filled with joy. More people are going to want to be around you. You're going to be a much more successful person if you will practice gratitude. A while back, there was a neurosurgeon named Paul Kalanithi. He was diagnosed with terminal cancer, and he was facing his own death and close to death's door, and he wrote a popular essay, and I'm not going to read the whole essay, but in the essay, he said this: money, status, all the vanities the preacher of Ecclesiastes described, hold so little interest, a chasing after wind indeed. You know, success is defined in our culture in all different ways. But according to the Bible, our filter of the truth, it is the truth. It tells us that success is found by seeking after God with all of your heart. And when you seek after God with all of your heart, everything else is going to fall into place. Will it always be great and easy? No. But when you seek after God, everything else will fall into place. And at the end of it all, you can say, I lived a successful life. Thank you for listening to Pivotal Decisions, where we know that the decisions you make today will determine your tomorrow. Be sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel, and that will be a great blessing. And until next time, remember to tune in to Pivotal Decisions. Thank you. God bless.